I like to collect two things. First, I like to collect fountain pens, and I also like to collect musical instruments, in particular, ukuleles. First, with the fountain pens, I got started collecting fountain pens probably when I was maybe 20. My handwriting was always very, very poor, and I thought if I had a fountain pen, I could write more beautifully, and that my writing would be easier to read or more legible. I started off relatively simply with a relatively inexpensive fountain pen. It wasn't a collection, but one purchase led to another and another, and I started to develop fountain pen envy. I would see other people with particularly attractive fountain pens. Once I took a trip to Paris, for example, and I saw a beautiful pen there, and I just really, really was intrigued by that pen and wanted to have one. So I saved up my money, and I got that pen. And all along the way, I started gathering more and more fountain pens. I didn't intend it to be a collection, but after 5 and 6 and 7 pens, it started to look like one. At about that time, my handwriting was really good. Because I had invested in these pens, I also was paying more attention to my writing in the process. And then I realized I could acquire vintage fountain pens. Those are antique fountain pens that were made in the 1920s or the 1930s. And I was really interested in the fact that these pens still worked 80, 90 years later. So I became very interested in vintage fountain pens in particular. There's an American brand called Parker, and also a German company called Pelikan, who made beautiful pens in that period. And so, increasingly, I started to look for vintage fountain pens. And that was really interesting to collect because instead of just going into a shop, you could find them in a flea market or online from someone who had collected them themselves. And there were lots of different outlets where I could buy my vintage fountain pens. So that's pretty much the extent of my collection. I think I probably have about 30 to 40 pens now. When people come to my house, I don't display them in a glass case or anything. I'm a little more disorganized than that. But I know where they all are, and I get them out if people want to see them. I have one, I think my prized possession, there's a Japanese pen that I have that has really exquisite details on it. It's a very beautiful pen. And I even had the nib ground down at an angle to replicate the kind of nibs, which is the very end of the pen. The kind of nibs that people used to use in the 40s and 50s. So again, a very vintage feel. The other thing I collect are ukuleles. It started out with just one. I think a lot of collectors usually start off with just one. And then you just can't stop. Actually, in the musical area, among people who play ukulele, which is like a little guitar from the Hawaiian Islands, which is where it originated. In fact, actually, it's thought that the first ukuleles came from Portugal and that Portuguese sailors came to Hawaii with a very small guitar-like instrument that the people of Hawaii then turned into the ukulele. So that's their ancient history. But the ukulele is a beautiful little instrument. It's very cheap, and yet as you start collecting, you'll find that you can buy ones that cost hundreds, even thousands of pounds. I'm probably still at the medium level. I haven't graduated to the most expensive ones, but it's fun to collect them because, again, they're vintage ones that you can buy from the 1920s and the 1950s, as well as new ones, and they're available in all different kinds of wood, and the different woods have different sounds to them, and they're also different sizes, so it makes it fun to collect those as well. My ukulele collection, I think people are pretty impressed with. The nature of the ukulele is it's very easy to play. And so when people come over to my house, I'll give them a ukulele, show them a chord, a fingering on the ukulele, and then they can start to play with me. So it's a collection that people can really use, which is great. At my office, I threw a Christmas party at my office this year, and I brought the ukuleles with me and some music to sing Christmas carols, and it was really great because everyone could pick up a ukulele, and we played with the Christmas carols, and we sang along with them, and we had a really good time.